This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, KTRC AM 1260 in Santa Fe. Now, for those of you who've been paying close attention, you may be saying, wait a minute, weren't you guys already on a station in Santa Fe?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And yes, we are also on their sister station, KVSF FM. In Santa Fe, two different talk stations.
Interesting.
Owned by the same company.
Do they have different formats?
Yes. One of them is an FM talk station. The other is a progressive talker on AM.
It's really difficult to find programming in the evenings on talk radio, right?
We're not on at the same time, necessarily. I think there's a slight difference in the timing that between the two stations. There is, I believe, 1 hour where we're overlapping on both stations. So if you miss us on one station, you can listen to us on the other station, which is kind of cool. We don't have too many markets where we can say we're on two distinct talk radio stations in the same market. That's the only one.
Thanks.
Yeah, so welcome aboard to everybody listening to us on KTRC. You are listening. If you're listening in Santa Fe on KTRC, you are listening in what they call delayed broadcast, which means that you're not hearing the show live as we do it, but that doesn't mean you can't participate. You can. You just have to remember when our live hours are. If you're in Mountain Time, you can call us live between 5 and 8 p.m., and we're there, I believe they're carrying us Monday through Friday. So anytime during the week, you can call in. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And I think you'll find that we're certainly not conservative talkers, but we're also not like your typical progressive talkers either. But we are open phones, and you really can call in about whatever is on your mind.
Right, and that's the truth, right? Like, you don't have to agree with the things we say. The phones are open for you to call in and get your opinion out. If
we're wrong on an issue,
for God's sakes, call in and tell us, because
we've been wrong before. Sure.
We don't run your traditional top-down show where we say, okay, this is what you think. Think it. That's what, you know, they spend so much time doing. They claim to be, you know, smarter than most Americans with half their brain tied behind their back or whatever it is that they're claiming at any given
insulting.
Time. You are welcome to call in Free Talk Live and make your case on any given issue.
Indeed. And we're going to get back into the Lord's Resistance Army and the Christian version of ISIS. That's what we started the show with. Mark, I believe you had more that you could share from the story that you had brought up. And it's Ian J. and Mark in the studio tonight. But let's go to the phones first, where Jack is on the line in Norfolk, Virginia, listening online. Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Ian and Mark. God bless.
NJ. NJ. Go ahead.
Oh, well, and the other guy. Oh, I was just calling. I got this friend, and every time I call him, and we've been friends for a long time, he threatens me.
Uh-oh.
And I...
Nice friend.
That's not a normal reaction, is it, Ian?
No, that's not a thing that a friend would do.
How long have you been friends with him, Jack?
Oh, man, we've been friends for about 3 years. But, I mean, spiritually, we go... far beyond that. I mean, God's been around forever. And now, it's not God that's yelling at me, but I think he's forsaken God as well. Now, I'm in Norfolk, but he's somewhere in the on the West Coast. You know, like Nevada. It's not Nevada, but it's like it. I don't want to say too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the point of, what are you driving at here?
Well, how would you handle it if a friend is pick up the phone when you call him?
If a friend doesn't pick up the phone, well, that might mean he doesn't want to hear from you. Just to clarify, are you saying that you call the person who you believe is your friend, he threatens you when he does talk to you, and that's rare because normally he doesn't answer the phone?
Well, then he follows it up with a text message, and I know he doesn't mean it. So how do you handle it when you know they don't mean it, Ian?
I would say at some point you got to give up. I mean, you've only got a limited amount of time in your life, although you may be someone who doesn't work. I don't know. But most of us, you know, we got other things that we could be doing with our time and pounding away at it.
Your friend's first name?
We'll just call him James for now.
Started with a J. Yeah, okay, James. James.
With a J.
Well, you know, Jack, I would say that it's sad sometimes, but friendships don't always last. Sometimes people grow apart, and I thank you for your call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It hurts, you know, if you've grown
up. I have a few friends that they call me, and one's a relative, actually, that will call me, and I don't pick up the call.
Why?
If it's after, like, 1, because...
1 p.m. or 1 a.m.?
1 p.m.,
okay.
Because they're probably intoxicated.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be,
they're drunk dialing you.
Yeah, well, no, they're calling me purposely, to complain about life or whatever, and then I got another...
Is this a male or a female?
Definitely. Oh, yeah, it's a female.
Okay.
And then I got another friend who, he is actually a paranoid schizophrenic.
Oh, boy.
And, like, if I'm driving down the road and got nothing to do, I'll pick up the phone. But, like, he actually just called me twice.
During the show?
During the show, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll
tell him, to call in, though.
Okay. We love paranoid schizophrenic people. Why is that?
He might be listening. He's probably not listening if he called, because I've been telling him to listen to the show. But, yeah. He'll call me, and then sometimes I'll be like waiting for an important call, and I'll be like welding or working on a machine, and my phone will ring, and I'll be listening to something on my Bluetooth while I'm working, and then I'll go grab it, and it's just, he's like, hey, what's going on? And, I just gotta just stop everything I'm doing just for a minute.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to get sort of frustrated with people that call when I'm doing something, but they don't necessarily know. That's one of the problems with the cell phone culture that we have is that you can call somebody any old time or text them or whatever. But I feel like a call or a text is it's because I'm a salesman, right? And contact from people is, what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to contact people. I'm supposed to give them information, that kind of thing. When I deal with them, I think I prioritize certain contacts too high. So if somebody calls me and I recognize their number or whatever, it doesn't mean it's an emergency. It doesn't mean it's important. And, sometimes you just got to let it go.
Yeah, if it's a number I don't recognize or blocked or unavailable, I always pick it up. Because,
really?
Well, so I advertise. I sell hay. I sell horses. I offer services. I advertise only on Craigslist now. I used to advertise in all kinds of papers. But, yeah, for years, when cell phones first came out, very few numbers, very few caller ID numbers actually came through. I mean, I've had this phone number since 1998.
And, wow.
I got a cell phone as soon as I got out of high school.
I know, but I've had, five or six phone numbers since got my first cell phone.
And so I always pick up. And I do have a couple customers or numbers, or for some reason they have a voice over internet, whatever, and it doesn't show up the number, so I always pick them up. But I always pick up unknown and unavailable numbers. And
sometimes I can bite you in the butt, but if you're doing business like you are, then it's important.
If it's a telemarketer and I got the time, I would generally have a lot of fun with them. But I haven't gotten a real-life telemarketer in a long time. It's just these audio recordings.
And you can't get rid of those. You can't say, don't call me again.
Yeah, but the phone I have now will let me send phone numbers basically to auto reject.
Okay.
Which is a feature I'd always wanted to have. I've got an Android. I don't know if it's a standard Android feature.
I'll let you look at mine and see if you can figure that out.
The way I do it is I hold on the note. So, like, after the call's over, if let's say it was a spam call, you just hold press on your call list, and then it's one of the options, send to auto reject. I'd always wondered why, for years, I've had a smartphone for a decade now, and I'd always wondered why didn't they make blocking numbers a feature here? Because it used to be...
Right, how hard would that be?
It used to be if you were getting somebody harassing you, you had to call the phone company, and you had to say, I need to change my phone number, because they would refuse. I remember there was one time in the past, I think it was a girlfriend that I had, was getting a call from an unwanted person, and the phone company basically said, or the cell phone company that she had basically said, yeah, well, we can change your phone number, but we can't block the call.
It's crazy.
I just found that ridiculous. It just seemed like this is so obvious of an easy thing to program into a smartphone, and now they finally have it. So, yeah, anytime one of those spam calls comes through to me, it's just auto block.
Clink.
which they could always change their number, I suppose, and they probably do.
They probably have a bunch of them, yes.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. But at least it feels good to be able to do. You're never calling again. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free here. We've got more to say on the Christian version of ISIS coming up in moments with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Also, want to let you know how you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. It's called Save It Purse. You go to saveitpurse.com and you can save easily 15-20%. No problem. I do this usually on a weekly basis. If there's something I need to order from Amazon, I go to saveitpurse.com and I put it in there and I'll put it at least 20% off. Sometimes if I'm not in a rush, I'll put it at 25% off. See if I can get that kind of a discount.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you need, but you don't need them today.
Exactly. And there's stuff you want too. So whether it's something you need or something you want, you can do it and get a great deal through Save at Purse, saveatpurse.com. There is a catch, though, because, you know, you don't just get 20% off of stuff from Amazon for no reason. In this case, the reason is you're using cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or one of the popular alternatives to Bitcoin, the increasingly popular alternatives to Bitcoin, because you can use Shapeshift integration into the website over at saveitpurse.com to easily shift from one crypto into another to make your purchase. And it works very, very well. I love saveitpurse.com, and I think you will enjoy it as well. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy getting 20% off everything they buy?
I like savings.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Is this Dave from the Ridley Report?
Something like that.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, there's this phenomenon I like to call the genius of New Hampshire. And it's just the fact that so much liberty activism happens without the need for any free staters. And sometimes it's not even liberty activists. It's just people who are right about something standing up to the government. And a case like this happened, I guess, around March 27th. It's been blown off by the mainstream press. There was a guy in Manchester who went to City Hall and tried to pay his parking ticket of some sort in pennies.
That's right. $75 parking ticket. His name was Billy, I believe, and he's a Marine veteran. So Marine veteran who, you know, went to supposedly fight for his country is now being told by the police he needs to leave.
What do the Thin Blue Line people do about that?
Kick him out, apparently, and threatened his cameraman.
No, not the cops. I want the
those supporters.
The
people. The cop suckers.
Yeah, those folks. I mean, because they, you know, they revere both of these, a Marine veteran and a police officer. What do you do now?
Yeah, that could be a little bit of cognitive dissonance, right?
Yep.
So, Dave, have you been following that story?
Yeah, I watched both of the videos, although the second one I didn't get all the way through it. The first one is the most interesting. He's open carrying, for one thing.
That's right.
Else is interesting is that, and the fact that they even called the police on him. But then when the police got there, their demeanor is pretty good. They seem like they're friendly, but they threaten his cameraman. They tell him that he's not allowed to audio record them. He has to inform them or whatnot. They essentially intimidate him into turning off the camera almost immediately.
That's right. They lied to him. They said that he's not allowed to record. The actual quote is, quote, because I blogged about this over at freekeen.com a couple days ago. And so if you're looking for these videos, that's the easiest place to go and find them. Just go to freekeen.com. The headline is right there at the top of the page. The quote from the cop is, quote, "You have to advise us you're recording us. You can't record audio."
Well, They have, okay, the Glick decision said, look, we're sick and tired of telling you cops that you don't have a right to privacy when you're out doing the public's work and the public's dime and the public's sphere. And they will, they made it clear that it's the officers that are going to have to pay at some point in the relatively near future. So I would, if I was this cameraman, this is a lawsuit. They gave him an order. Mm-hmm. They, you know, misrepresented the law. They gave him an order under the color of law, and they violated the law. And these people, it's going to go right in their pocketbooks, and they're not going to learn. Police officers in America are not going to learn until their paychecks get docked. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying these guys make a lot of money.
And Manchester PD should know better because, you know, they're a business.
They do know better.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was that cameraman, I would have been like, what are you going to do about it?
Well,
you know, come on, what are you going to do? Because
you know
I would love to bait them so I'd have the opportunity to sue them like Carla did and
Ian did.
I didn't sue
Manchester Police.
No, but you sued.
I didn't sue.
No, they just offered to pay in Palmer.
I settled with Palmer Police in Massachusetts. after they illegally
arrested. Another interesting thing is that I interviewed the chief about this sort of thing, the Manchester police chief, Nick Willard, about 6 months ago, and you know, hey, are we done here? You know, are there going to be any more of these kinds of arrests, or are you done with this? And he said, you know, our officers are trained to allow video recording. And I said, well, do you mean video and audio recording? And he said, yes.
And so you got it on the record.
That's all on tape in a video that aired about 6 months ago.
Yep. Interesting.
They're in big trouble on this one.
No, they're not.
So now these guys have, you know, obviously didn't pay attention to training class on video day.
Or they know that they can get away with it. They can get away with this until somebody holds their feet to the flames.
Well, this person is, I mean, somebody's going to contact this person. They're going to say, hey, you've got yourself a $50,000 payday right now.
Maybe. I hope somebody does.
So did he get arrested for wiretapping or anything?
No. The dude shut the camera off.
Oh, okay.
And then a few days later, they came back. Now, the guy who was recording, if you look at the comments on the YouTube video, he does acknowledge that he made a mistake, basically, and he should have, you know, he realized that it was illegal what they were saying to him. But in the moment,
he's scared. He has every reason to be scared.
He probably doesn't have a lot of experience recording police, and usually a newbie is going to go ahead and back down.
When violent gang members threaten you, people usually back down.
Right, and that's understandable.
That's why it's so helpful to have a lapel pin of some kind that you've made that says I'm audio taping, then they cannot accuse you of failing to inform them. That's what they said to this guy at the beginning. He wasn't allowed to do it, but he wasn't allowed to do it without informing them first. Like you're supposed to interrupt every conversation you've ever seen while you've got a recorder on.
It's ridiculous. Right. I mean, look,
if he's holding the camera up, the chances are good you're recording.
Yeah, he's openly recording. I don't know if it was with a phone or with a video camera, but either way, the cops should have known. And beyond that, you don't have to. I linked to a story that I posted over... Huh?
You don't have to.
No. Right. Now, you do when it comes to regular people.
Right. But the cops are making money from the public. They're in public.
Right.
They're in a public building.
There's a New Hampshire court's case from 2015. It was just a district court, but it still stands as precedent. As I understand it, it hasn't been overturned. I have not heard anything about that happening to this case, where a district court judge ruled that a man who was recording the police secretly was legally doing that.
Yeah. And the police are supposed to know that. They are law enforcement officers. And they're just not going to get the message until they get hit in the pocketbook.
I've been charged with wiretapping in Massachusetts like 4 or 5 times over the years.
What they use the cover for. They say it's wiretapping and record them.
What my defense was on one of them was, hey, these guys are public servants, and everything they do is a matter of public record.
That's right.
And I was just creating a record.
On the job, on the record, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's really good with the police, and you can check out his videos if you haven't yet. He's always got something cooking over there. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. If that story develops and I hear more about it, I definitely will post. But if you haven't seen the video, you can check it out over at FreeKing.com. And then they come back later. So there's the day where they were intimidated by the police, and then another day a few days later where they came back and were successfully able to pay $75 in pennies to the bureaucrats in the parking department.
Oh, interesting.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial on in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. I was just using my Jax wallet today, bought a little bit of Dash, and that's where I'm storing my Dash, because the Android version of Jax has it. You can use Android version of Jax for Dash and Bitcoin and Ether and more, actually. In fact, Jax is actually available cross-platform. It's available for iOS. It's available for Windows, Mac.
What's cross-platform?
Linux. That's what cross-platform means.
What does it mean when you can use it on both your laptop and your phone?
Cross-platform.
Both terms mean cross-platform?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Cross-platform meaning that the app is available on multiple platforms.
So okay. A web browser would be one platform, and then the app would be another platform. So that would qualify as cross-platform then?
I guess, yeah. I mean, when I was thinking platform, I meant like operating system,
sure.
Basically. So like Telegram's another example of an app that's like that, where you can message people across your platform.
There should be a new word for an app that you can use on both your computer and your smartphone.
I believe that is cross-platform.
Yes, there should. Okay, but
I could be wrong.
If I had an iPhone and I had an Android and I put Jax on both of them, you'd still call that cross-platform, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
You're saying category. You're talking about like phone
versus
laptop. There
should be another word to describe the ability to use.
Maybe cross-operating system. I don't know. I don't. That's good point.
Because pretty much every app has a web browser version to it, correct?
I don't know if that's true. There's a lot of apps out there.
I know most of the ones that you interact with that you use, obviously, like the LRN.fm app probably doesn't have a web browser, but you just got the website.
I would say most apps probably don't have a non-app version because an app is basically a program, and not every program is written for a web browser, basically. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Jax is, and you can go and get it over at JAXX.io, and I would recommend backing up your Jax because you don't want to lose your phone, and it is easy to back up Jax, and therefore easy to recover your funds if something terrible does happen to your phone, as sometimes can happen.
Something will terrible will happen to your phone.
Yours went in the drink as you were boating about down in Florida.
Didn't handle salt water real well.
So Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. There's a big vision for Jax. It was created by Anthony DeOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum, and it's got Shapeshift integration built right in. It's really a great wallet. You can go to Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, by going to jax.io, JAXX.io. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we've got more on the Christian ISIS, according to one Islamic lawyer, I guess, who was being interviewed by... who I don't recall, but Mark, you have the story.
It's not an interview. This is just him sort of blog posting what his experience was, communicating with a guy that, just believes Muslims are generally bad.
Got it. And if you want to continue with that, we can do it. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. It's Ian, Jay, and Mark here in the studio. Go ahead, Mark.
I was thinking that you were foreshadowing it, not ready to go. So he points out, now, when he says the Christian ISIS, the challenge here is basically saying that, how come there's an ISIS and that's Muslim, but there's no Christian version of ISIS? Doesn't that mean that you Muslim folks are more dangerous than us Christian folks? Was essentially what the guy was saying, right?
Which is a ridiculous assertion.
Well, it isn't if you... I mean, it's not a ridiculous assertion if you don't know the difference.
It's ridiculous as saying there are some men who are violent, so therefore all men must be prone to violence.
If you hear the news all the time and the news says, this Muslim terrorist did this, this Muslim terrorist did this, this one did this, you're going to come to the conclusion relatively quickly that Islam breeds more violence.
Which is a really fallacious conclusion to come to because you're not doing it based on any evidence besides what you've heard on the news.
Well, a lot of people believe that. These jihadist Republicans I speak of in Colorado, all of them were like, they see someone who's Muslim or they see a guy who's Indian.
Those people aren't thinking.
Oh, no, they don't think at all. They're just, they're all about, Fox News and, whatever the Bush administration has to push out or McCain or whatever. But I was in a gas station with one of these guys that I worked with out there, and the woman was clearly, Indian or Hindu. She had, red dot and, get up going on. And I was talking to her about some things and just chit-chatting with her a little bit, and we got back in the truck. That guy was mad at me. It was like, why would you talk to them people? Don't you remember what they did to
people.
Us? Yeah, them people. I go,
the Hindus had nothing to do.
So I'm like, what do they do to us? He's like, don't you remember 9/11?
God.
That lady's got nothing to do with that.
Nope.
I said, do you know what religion she is? And she's an Arab. I said, no, she's not.
No, not even close.
And, she's one of them crazy, effers, he says to me, but a lot of them guys are like that. And these same guys are all, rah, 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 right. Pro-Trump.
Well, the Sikhs, or Sikhs, depending on how you decide to pronounce it.
The towel heads. Right.
Well, the ones that actually wear turbans are getting attacked all over America because dumb rednecks don't know the difference between Sikhs and Muslims.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly frustrating for these people.
I bet it is.
They're getting killed.
They're like, dude, I'm a Christian.
For somebody else's religion.
Yeah.
And but in this case, this is a Muslim who is confronting, he is in a conversation, a serious conversation, with a guy who's asked, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with this question. Ian, you want to make the question sound dumb. I don't think it's dumb. Fine. It's a great question. Let me tell you where the Christian... ISIS is. And he answers first. He says in Uganda, the Lord's Resistance Army, and he talks about the 100,000 people that have been killed by this Christian army.
Over what, 15 years or something like that?
That wants to establish biblical law as a self-described Christian organization.
Yeah.
In the Central African Republic, there are Christian militias that have destroyed every single mosque, and the UN reports that Muslims are facing ethnic cleansing. That means genocide, for those who don't know.
At the hands of... Christians.
Right. With Christians actually cannibalizing Muslims, literally. He says that some American white supremacists are self-described Christians, and that they're the single largest terror threat to American security, as described by the FBI and 392 police agencies in a study published last year. Mm-hmm. So, that's at the very least, he's pointing out that Muslims aren't the biggest problem in the United States. And the FBI these policing agencies say so. And then he points out, and I think that this is probably not something that means much to me or means much to the people who are going to hear it, but I'll bet you it means a lot to Muslims. George Bush, a devout Christian, said that God told him to invade Iraq.
Oh, dear.
Where some estimates say 1 million civilians were killed. At the very least, 150,000.
Wow.
Who is George Bush's God?
Well, whoever it is, he was told to invade Iraq. And I'm not saying that I think that the Iraq war is a Christian versus Muslim war, but I am saying there are a lot of people who think that they're both Christian and both Muslim.
Right, and using Jesus to justify going to war is about as backwards as a viewpoint as a Christian could possibly have. I mean, it's absurd.
Historically, it would have certainly been silly, considering that St. Martin of Tours, one of the earliest saints, was a soldier who quit the military because that's what you did as a Christian. Once you became a Christian as a soldier, you generally quit the military, mm-hmm. or at the very least, you felt convicted over your participation in the military. Maybe you would wait for retirement to get your acreage and whatever, but that was the notion, was that Christians don't participate in war.
That's been my understanding. I mean,
well, it's changed.
That's not peaceful go to war.
With the inclusion of like Charlemagne, the Germanic tribes, the Franks, these kind of people, Jesus became much more like Thor.
And I don't think that Jesus, certainly there was the lesson of turning the other cheek, but was there a prohibition in Christianity of self-defense?
It would have probably been, it would have been the thing that you would have done, yes.
There was a prohibition on self-defense?
Prohibition isn't the right term. Uh-huh. That would be something that would be, that would be something that...
Because in Islam, you are allowed to defend yourself, but right. You're not allowed to go after an attacker if they turn and,
The first martyr, and his name is escaping me at this moment, he stood there peacefully as they stoned him to death.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring in what you want. You can weigh in on Muslims, Christians, violent people. This is Free Talk Live.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the Liquor Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is the truth. Dinovite.com.
When I get to about 3/4...
When I get down to the bottom...
A couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
We do have Skype. By the way, you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. And I do want you to know about how you can help Free Talk Live and get the stuff you want over at Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you can enter Amazon US, you can go to Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada, whichever Amazon is right for you. Just get your shopping taken care of, and you get the same great Amazon deals you're used to, same great Super Saver shipping deals and Amazon Prime, all that. It's the same experience. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon cuts us a portion of the sale. It makes a huge difference for us on a monthly basis. So thank you to everyone who takes the time to go through shop.freetalklive.com. If you haven't yet done so, then just go to shop.freetalklive.com, click the right Amazon for you, and then if you want, you can save yourself the steps next time by just bookmarking that landing page. So as soon as you get to Amazon, from shop.freetalklive.com, you just bookmark that page and then just go back to the bookmark from that point forward. And that saves you an extra step.
And then go to your parents' computer and do the same thing.
There you go. So shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, more about religion, specifically Islam and Christianity and violence that is associated with certain believers in those particular religions. We'll get back into that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Let's go first to Robert. He's in Reno, Nevada, listening online. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys. I was just thinking that I might be able to shed some light on the whole cross-platform thing that might be able to help you out.
Yeah, there was some question about what does that actually mean? Is it, you know, a program that is sort of available on different operating systems, or is it, does platform refer to, you know, a type of computer, like a smartphone or a tablet, or both?
It's a programmer's word. So what they're looking at is, are they able to use the same source code, the same programming language, and make it work on different operating systems? Now, that operating system might be on a PC, it might be on the web, it might be on Android or iOS or any other variation. So cross-platform is a programmer's word to use to say, this program, you don't have to recompile it. You don't have to reprogram anything. It's going to work on Mac or Linux or Windows. Mm-hmm. And the way that they do that is they usually find a way, they usually find a language that has surpassed, for instance, the JavaScript. JavaScript is able to be used now these days, as an example, it's able to be used these days cross-platform because it wasn't really native to any platform in the beginning. It was used as script, but now they can actually compile JavaScript using the Google V8 engine, which basically turns a language that was originally meant for just making, you know, pop-ups and stuff happening, you know, cool things happen on a website, and now you can actually run a web server off of it. When they're talking about cross-platform, just like, let's say, for instance, Telegram. Telegram's desktop cross-platform system, it can work on Windows, it could work on iOS, it could work on Linux.
But Telegram is different between its phone version and its desktop version, right? Like, it works slightly differently. So, I mean, they obviously have two different programs that they're compiling, right? Or maybe more than two.
They do. The desktop version is cross-platform. In other words, on the desktop version, you can technically run the desktop. Let's look at it this way. If I run Telegram on my Windows system, I cannot open up a secret chat the way I could if I were on a Linux box or any kind of Unix variation, or if I was on Mac OS. And the reason why is because all of those other ones besides Windows all run off of the same general type of kernel. In other words, they all have that Unix-based system, whereas Windows, you don't have that added functionality, but the actual program works across all of those platforms. So it's really weird, and it can kind of get into gray areas depending on what the program is. But,
so would it be better if we said that that Jax was available on multiple operating systems?
I don't know. I haven't looked into Jax's source code yet. I haven't looked to see, but if they do, you might want to ask them. If they say it's cross-platform, then from the programmer's perspective.
Is that what they say?
I believe that's terminology they've used.
Okay, I didn't know if I know. So, I wrote that down on the copy that we have here, so I wasn't sure if I put that there or if they put that in my head. But either way.
The device itself doesn't matter as much as what's running on that device and how it's meeting up with the chip. Yeah. In other words, how does the software talk to the chip?
Thanks for the geek perspective on cross-platform. That definitely helps clarify things. Robert, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And you can join us. It's that easy. You just call in. You know, when we sound confused on the air, you can help us. help us understand. We're just talk show hosts. We don't know anything.
Or not everything, certainly. Right.
We're certainly not experts at much. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Captain Clark. He's on the high seas. Although somehow he's watching us on Roku, or listening rather on Roku. We do have an audio feed on the Roku box, but I don't know if the reception is going to be that good on the high seas. But either way, welcome, Captain Clark.
I got a good joke for the old Captain Mark there. I heard he's been out on the high seas.
That's true. He has.
Mark, are you there, Sonny?
Yes, I am.
Good to see you. Good to hear you. I've got a good pirate joke for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
Well, it would have to be R.
Oh, it's not the R. You think it'd be the R, but it'd be the C.
That's good.
Okay,
that's all I got for you.
That's good it. Thank you. All right, pirate joke night. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number here 855-450-FREE.
For those that don't know, I took some time off from the show to take a 35-foot catamaran down from New London, Connecticut, to Sarasota, Florida.
Didn't you have an eye patch once?
Yes,
you did.
So
not at the same time though as the camera.
No, the eye patch is really uncomfortable, and I just don't care if my vision is distorted by my unrepairable eye issue.
Oh, so you could still be wearing it, is what you're saying?
I should wear an eye patch, in order to, because your brain wants your eyes to see the same thing, and mine don't.
So does that mean that if you is one eye blurry?
No, it's not blurry. It's that I see different things. I've got a lesion on my retina, which causes the distortion to the macula. So it just sort of warps it. You know, like if you look into, you know, something that's reflective but shaped different than flat.
Like a funhouse mirror.
Yeah, and it's got a different shape to it.
Huh.
Not quite as distorted as a funhouse mirror, but it has a distortion to it.
So you can't see things in other realms then with the other eye, huh? You haven't developed a superpower yet?
Not yet, no. Unfortunately, it's just this. They can sharpen up my vision. Putting glasses on does help, but each eye is 20/20. It's just 20/20 in different ways.
And warped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what I've found, and they're not a sponsor of the show, but what I found is I basically need reading glasses. I gotten old too. Both of these things happened basically at the same time. I got old, and needed reading glasses.
That usually happens.
Yeah, I got some of these thin optics that I saw on Facebook, and they're just glasses that you can stick on the back of your that have a little case that you can stick on the back of your phone.
Huh.
And
it's convenient.
You know, the most of the time I need reading glasses.
And they just stick to your nose.
I just need them. Yeah, they don't
Morpheus
have
Morpheus style.
They don't have arms. They just go across my nose and hold there with a spring.
Right.
So I can read a menu or read something that I need to read real quickly. Now, obviously, if I'm going to sit down with a book and read for 15 minutes or an hour or whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to get a pair of my glasses at home that you can get cheaply at the dollar store. But these thin optics have been really awesome for me. So I've stopped wearing glasses because. Glasses are $600 every couple of years. They get scratched. They get dirty. I'd rather just have the distorted vision than wear glasses.
Didn't you get your glasses at Zanny Optical where they're like $20?
Yeah, you think they're $20 because you don't wear glasses. You go to Zanny Optical, you start building a pair of glasses, and suddenly the price goes up.
Huh, okay. I'd always heard that they were like $20 or $30.
I'm not saying they're expensive. They're not. Yeah. But the frames are, I think Zinni Optical is a really great option for a lot of people, and I have glasses from them, and I like those glasses.
Yeah.
If you want my endorsement for Zinni,
they're not
Optical,
an advertiser. I'm just,
they're not.
I just know people who've gone there.
I'll say that they're great. They're good glasses for the price you pay.
Yeah.
You go to get the custom glasses at the optometrist, you're going to get a better pair of glasses.
Is that right?
It's the difference between buying a Sentra and buying a Mercedes. You're getting a better pair of glasses.
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The worst car I ever owned was a Nissan Sentra, but it was a piece of crap. It wasn't Nissan's fault. It was old. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.